good morning. Da-da. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Bitty gloop gloopy, bitty lobby gloopy, la 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 lo lo. Dava city, Dava newbie, Abba Dava, see lo lo. Ooby ooby walla.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Violent tornadoes ripped through parts of the U.S., wiping out schools and toppling tractor trailers, killing at least 34 people. CBS's Jason Allen reports from hard-hit Missouri.
The fast-moving storm caused blizzard conditions near Flagstaff, Arizona, resulting in this deadly 18-vehicle pileup. When the storm reached West Texas, it kicked up dust, leading to a deadly multi-vehicle crash. Winds sparked and then supercharged dozens of wildfires in several states. Homes burned to the ground in Texas and Oklahoma.
A SpaceX capsule has arrived at the International Space Station. In it, a crew of four to help that crew of two who's been stuck for months. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck aboard the ISS since June after the Boeing Starliner spacecraft they were testing on its maiden crewed voyage suffered propulsion issues and was deemed unfit to fly them back to Earth. Williams on NASA TV.
It was a wonderful day. Great to see our friends arrive.
President Trump has ordered a new offensive against Iran-backed Houthi militia in Yemen.
Air and naval strikes hit radars and missile and drone systems to open international shipping lanes in the Red Sea. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump wrote, "It has been over a year since a U.S. flag commercial ship safely sailed through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, or the Gulf of Aden," adding, "The last American warship to go through the Red Sea 4 months ago was attacked by the Houthis over a dozen times." Trump also said the attacks would not be tolerated.
More worldwide Tesla protests. It's over owner Elon Musk's work in the federal government. Lisa Howard is a co-organizer of what's called We the People.
We came out because we don't want to remain silent. We're not going to be silenced anymore. We did not vote Elon Musk into office, and we did not vote for Doge. We don't want them in our Social Security. I don't want them in my Social Security. I don't want them in my tax statements, and we don't want them in the IRS.
Cats test positive for bird flu in New York City. CBS's Alice Gaynor with the animal food associated with it.
The Department of Health is now advising New Yorkers to avoid feeding the food to their pets. Bird flu has been confirmed in two cats and is suspected to have sickened a third in the past 2 months. Health officials say it's all connected to the company Savage Cat Food and its Poultry Packets line of food.
Dick Vitale became emotional while talking about his most recent cancer battle on ESPN.
I get emotional. I'll probably be emotional, you know, tomorrow, this weekend. But it's my last game this year, and I'm praying, hope that I can be back next year.
The 85-year-old college basketball analyst announced in December he was cancer-free after several bouts. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our signature seafood that you'll love, like our delicious flounder fish sandwich or crispy shrimp tackle box. So come give them a try before they're gone, y'all. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse.
I know, just got the notification.
Made it.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Stay in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Moe.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
St. Patrick's Day is here, and for many, that could mean Guinness.
At 266 years old, Guinness is in the midst of a resurgence. It was the fastest-growing imported beer in the U.S. last year. National brand ambassador Ryan Wagner.
So you're not just finding it in Irish pubs. Now it's at the beach. Now it's in coolers being taken to tailgates. Uh-huh. We're seeing it now on social media.
Those who don't know what Split the G is, basically have to take it.
Ed Sheeran and Niall Horan are among those celebrities on social media with viral gulping and pouring.
The first thing we would tell someone is don't let the color scare you away. It's light in body. It's a little roasty. It's a little toasty. Incredibly drinkable. And something that's built around occasions.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Cuba suffered a massive power outage this weekend affecting Havana and the country's provinces that left millions in the dark. The streets of Havana were dark and empty, with light coming only from the windows of hotels that had generators running. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few rain and snow showers, and lows in the low 30s. There still could be some flurries tomorrow morning, then a clearing sky and a high near 40. Mostly sunny and warmer Monday, around 50, and approaching 60 Tuesday. Currently it's 37.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
to take me out. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
You make
heart's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Punch.
R.J. Gant's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Yeah. mountains.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
First you say no.
can hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up. Lean back.
And a diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Understand me.
like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Severe storms in the South have killed more than 30 people, including three in the town of Tylertown, Mississippi, where this woman lives in a camper with her family.
I grabbed my toddler, wrapped her up, and got on the bed, and then my husband grabbed my daughter. All I could hear is my six-year-old screaming that she didn't want to die. You don't want to hear that coming out of your baby's mouth. My husband saying, please, God, let my family be okay. Please, God, please, God, please, God.
NOAA's issued more severe weather warnings for today, cautioning more tornadoes could occur in Mississippi this afternoon. The storm could spread across Alabama by later this evening and reach northwestern Florida and Georgia. Up in space.
Dragon contact and soft capture complete.
Dragon has successfully docked to the International Space Station. We have contact and soft capture confirmed.
The successful docking means the two NASA astronauts who've been stuck in orbit for months are closer to hopping a ride home. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams were only supposed to be gone a week when they launched on Boeing's first astronaut flight last June. If weather cooperates, the capsule's expected to leave likely on Wednesday. The Houthis say 31 were killed after President Trump ordered a series of airstrikes. CBS's Christiane Benavides reports.
The president wrote on social media Saturday that he ordered a, quote, decisive and powerful military action against the Houthi terrorists in Yemen, saying they have waged an unrelenting campaign of piracy, violence, and terrorism against American and other ships, aircraft, and drones.
Just hours after the president invoked an 18th century law to speed up the deportation of Venezuelan gang members, a federal judge barred it.
A proclamation cites wartime authority to target trend.